And number is number eight, group eight.
I'm going to use the blackboard because it's
Reading here. Can I have a...
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah.
Okay, we also didn't understand her question, so again, we made it up. I just want to draw a map, and it'll be... Oh no, there's buttons, aren't there? Yeah. Is there chalk?
There's chalk right behind you.
Okay. It'll be sort of similar to the maps that are in the British Library at the moment, drawn by people that rowed around the islands in boats and didn't really have much of a knowledge of where we are, but I think there's a pig, and then there's a bit of a foot, and then there's a bum, and then something happens up here. Hold on. Scotland happens up here, sorry. I know that's where we are. But, as I say, it was a very bad rowing boat. The weather was terrible, and a notebook got soggy. And Ireland's here. Don't forget Ireland. Sorry, that's where I'm from. There you go. Okay. Right, so the first thing we put on the board was the thing that came up earlier. It was how to link up existing knowledge. There should be a bit more going on here, sorry. So we're up here. There's a lot of focus here, a lot of people from here. You know, what systems are there already to get all of these people who are practically doing the same thing? How do you get them talking? And how do you identify the areas of cultural fertility in each of those areas and support them from the grassroots? So one of the things that came up was, it's not about replicating what Forest Fringe does or what the airport does. It's about identifying those artists that are doing it for themselves and how to create a model that supports them, but then that can be proliferated across the regions in the United Kingdom. It was also about starting from scratch, looking at creativity in schools from primary school level, something David mentioned in Ted Robinson's hypothesis, and then continuing that through the systems. It's about an infrastructure to enable relationships between the early unfunded organizations with the later career and funded RFO organizations, how to make those relationships flourish. The next thing in this is, Alex wanted to overthrow the system. And I think that's been touched on before, where the responsibility of the funding organisations to find artists, to go to them rather than the convoluted forms that artists have to fill out and the areas that they have to fit their idea into in order to get funding. So for organisations to go in search of what is being created already without that. There was also a thing from Alex to stop treating funding as an endpoint and to look at models that could return a financial, could have a financial return. But there was a caution on that some artistic practices will never be able to make that financial return. So there's another issue there to be discussed, I guess. So I think that's... Does anybody else remember anything from that? Oh, okay, the thing I'm gonna do tomorrow, we're in Edinburgh, I'm based in London. I'm gonna drive via Birmingham and look at a space to do a live art speed date on the 25th of September. So we plug there, Laura. And then I'm gonna go home, so there you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you.